Welcome to the Unite Podcast, the B2B podcast by Europe's sustainable e-procurement platform, Unite. I'm your host, Katrin Dippe, coming to you from the Unite Corporate Communications Department. I hope you enjoy episode 34, which is dedicated to procurement. To be honest, I'm having a hard time tuning into today's topic. It's the 27th of June, 2022, and it's a hot summer day here in northern Germany. The sun is shining bright and the birds chirping, and we're going to talk about crisis. Although this sounds rather pessimistic, please stay with me. It's worth it. As my guest says, that crisis time is procurement time. Alejandro Basterrechea is Head of Procurement Excellence and Corporate Services at Zalando SE. Welcome to the Unite Podcast, Alejandro.
Hi, Katrin. Thank you very much for the invite and looking forward to our conversation.
In the past, I would have asked, how was your trip? But since we are meeting online, I'll instead ask you, how has your day been so far?
So far, so good. As you said at the introduction, it's a very hot day in the northern part of Germany. So many greetings from hot Berlin.
Could you briefly explain what Zalando is and does?
Zalando is Europe's largest online platform for lifestyle and in the starting point for fashion.
So you're the Head of Procurement Excellence and Corporate Services at Zalando. What are your team's responsibilities?
We as a team are responsible mainly for three main areas. Procurement excellence, which is related to anything of digitalization, analytics, process improvement and optimization. We're also responsible for all corporate services commodities, delivering value to the Zalando organization. And we are also responsible for the tail spend, optimizing 20% of our spend with 80% of our suppliers.
So today's episode title is a quote from you. It's crisis time is procurement time. So what's a crisis? How would you define crisis in this context?
Usually a crisis is when a situation suddenly changes or is unexpected that might have an impact to the business. And as I said, crisis time is procurement time is because procurement has shown we as a function in different industries have shown that we can add value to our companies, to our business through periods of crisis, meaning when there is a sudden change in the landscape, in the environment, whether it's political or economical, or whether it's environmental. And we have many examples that we can show as a procurement organization where we have led the way through the crisis. The question is how to turn this challenge or this crisis into opportunity.
So now that we have a better understanding of your perspective on crisis, why do you think procurement might assume a leading role in the crisis?
If you look at the past 20 years, you would see many examples where procurement has led the way. We supported companies to navigate through a financial crisis, for example, by implementing cost measures, savings, or improvements. We have led the way with ESG initiatives in sustainability and ethical standards to make companies become more sustainable. We were a critical part of acquiring goods and services to protect our people, our employees, our customers through the pandemic. We also have led initiatives to diversify our supplier base to reduce the risk of supply chain disruptions. And I can give you many more examples. We also have led the way in digitalizing our companies. And these kind of examples have shown that when there is a crisis, procurement can take a leading role. Procurement can turn a crisis into opportunity that make companies better after the crisis.
So what are the requirements for procurement professionals? How has this profession changed?
People is a key element in making any transformation or navigating through a crisis. This is an important question. And procurement has changed over the last decades. We see now procurement as a strategic function within companies, even at board level, you have now CPOs or chief procurement officers taking a seat at the decision-making table. With the evolution of procurement, also the capabilities or the requirements have changed as well for our people. We see a shift from people from direct procurement moving into indirect procurement, for example. We see people from different functions in the business moving to procurement. And also we see more strategic skills in the buyer community, like strategic thinking, more analytical skills, becoming more of a business partner, but also the ability to implement digital solutions. So new roles have become more attractive in procurement. Procurement has become more attractive in general, and therefore we need to work on that continuously. However, more important than skill set, also procurement has had to change or shift into a different mindset in becoming a more efficient, more digital, and more agile organization to be able to adapt to the business needs, whether it's in crisis time, but also in the good times. And therefore, we see people as the key element of navigating through a crisis.
So speaking about the right mindset, what's your advice for finding and employing the right people?
The most important element is to begin by making procurement an attractive function. In order to attract key talent, you have to be an attractive function because the war for talent is there. And now we are not only competing against other procurement organizations, but also within companies across different functions. So how to make procurement attractive? I think procurement offers a variety of opportunities to different people. As I mentioned, you have different roles, whether you're in the commercial area, in the digitalization area, in the analytics area. Now we have a wide different portfolio of jobs and roles. Now, this is also in a combination with hard and soft skills, with high exposure to suppliers and internal stakeholders. And it provides you visibility how a company actually operates. So that's why procurement is so attractive. And we need to sell this attractiveness as a function. And this will open a pool of new talent where we can hire from. It could be from other industries. It could be from other functions. It could be straight from universities. It could be from startups. And that's why it's so important to tell the story of procurement.
Could you give us a specific example of where people come from? I mean, if you have a good example to tell different functions or even branches, is there an example in your team which you could share with us?
Sure. We can see, or we have seen in the past, as I mentioned, people moving from direct procurement in manufacturing, coming to indirect procurement in the services area, for example. So we have a couple of examples like that. We have seen also the development of roles, people that in the past were maybe buyers with high analytical skills converting into procurement analytical teams, where they focus mostly on the digitalization of facts and data and converting data into information that buyers can use. We also have seen the influx of, for example, data scientists or product developers coming to procurement, helping procurement to digitalize itself. But also we have seen people from the business coming to us, people that were in the past maybe in the marketing department and now they are marketing buyers, people that were maybe in the IT department and now they are buyers for IT services and so on. So there are many of examples how if you have an attractive function that sells a good story and provides career development for people, that you can bring people from different pools.
So talking about crisis, we also talk, of course, about volatility. Do you think, is there a future for framework contracts in those times?
I think it will depend how you segment your supplier base. I think there are, in crisis times, certain suppliers become more important because they need to help you navigate through the crisis. We saw it during the pandemic that certain health and safety suppliers become more important, whereas in other areas, maybe less. You have also running business, so there is some business continuity elements where some key suppliers play a role. And therefore, I think in general, how you address the contractual need with your supplier base will depend how you segment, right? What are your current needs? What are recurring needs? What are one-time off? which suppliers you need to accelerate certain topic, which suppliers you need help to go through the crisis. So I think there is no one size fits all answer. I think this is where procurement plays a big role in understanding the supplier base of a company, the ability to segment in different segmentation, and understand which role a supplier plays for you to help you navigate through a crisis, for example, but also after a crisis, when you need to ramp up certain part of the business again, there are certain suppliers that you will need their help to make it happen.
Let me ask one last question. Is crisis time also Alejandro time?
Yes, crisis time is where you get to know yourself better, is where you have the opportunity to challenge yourself, to view things differently, to think outside the box, to try new things, and most important, to become more efficient. So this crisis time is also Alejandro time.
So I think that's a great thought to end on. Thank you very much for sharing your ideas on the Unite podcast, Alejandro. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Catherine. The pleasure has been mine.
Especially in volatile times, platforms can support procurement. Unite connects the economy for sustainable business. Companies can manage their suppliers on the Unite network. If you'd like to connect, please email us at podcast@unite.eu. Thank you very much for tuning in. Take care of yourself and others.